Officials in Washington report that the leaders of the Senate Ag Committee reached an agreement on Thursday on the bipartisan farm bill, and they're going to keep the 2014 farm bill largely intact while avoiding a partisan fight over food stamps. The text of the draft bill was released late Thursday. A bill would leave the price loss coverage program alone and make relatively minor improvements to the agricultural risk coverage program or crop insurance. However, the bill would tighten the means test for commodity programs, reducing the adjusted gross income to qualify for subsidies from $900,000 to $700,000 a year. Sources said the bill won't include expanded work requirements for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program that Republicans put on the House bill, which was defeated May the 18th. In announcing the program, the chairman said that we are pleased to announce the Senate Ag Committee's timely consideration of the 2018 Farm Bill. It has been more than a year of traveling across the country, listening to farmers, ranchers, rural communities, and those in need. Now the time has come to put what we've learned into a bipartisan bill that will provide much-needed certainty for agriculture, families, and rural America. Pat Roberts said, while the bill would not expand work requirements for SNAP, it would include some changes to the process of which states can get waivers from the rules. He said, I think the biggest important issue is farmers themselves. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.